All right, Sunday morning, 11:324. This is part two of keeping your head in the game. Now, maybe you can understand why that the Holy Spirit's been leading that way. About, you know, it's easy to get your focus on what's happening to you, and that's why the devil makes sure there's something. So try to keep your focus off the right thing. All right, keeping your head in the game, part two. Let's start with Luke chapter 10. I'm excited about that. I'm real excited about just the Lord saying, you leave the house and he sends you somewhere and you have your divine appointment. Yeah. All right, Luke 10, start with 38. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. What was that good part? She sat at the feet of Jesus and heard the word. Cumbered means to drag all around and to distract. Sound familiar? Kind of like the devil? To drag all around and to distract. That's what it means to be cumbered. Jesus said in his own words, she was troubled and careful about many things. Careful means to be anxious about. Troubled means to be disturbed. But she sat at the feet of Jesus, and Jesus said, that will not be taken away from her. As our responsibilities get more pressing upon us, we're going to have to take the time out to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear the word and wait on him to show us what to do about everything, so that we will not find ourselves in a Martha situation. I remember one time I had a word for someone, and I started it off with, I said, Mary wouldn't mind me telling this. It was about 30 years ago, and she said, I still remember it to this day. I got on the phone and I said, I have something from the Lord for you, and it says, Martha, Martha, but your name's Mary. She said, I've never forgotten that word, Martha, Martha, but your name is Mary. Yeah. All right, as our responsibilities get more pressing upon us, we're going to have to take the time out to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear the word and wait on him to show us what is we're to do about everything, so that we do not find ourselves like Martha. For everything we need to do for him, he has a plan. Everything. We get into trouble like Martha when we do not ask him about the plan. Just doing stuff can wear us out and make us a target of the enemy. It certainly distracts us, doesn't it? Gets us out of the spirit and into the flesh, for sure. All right, 1 Peter chapter 5. Six through 8. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So everybody knows the trouble you've seen. They've had their own trouble. If we submit, we can resist, right? Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So that's what Mary said. Jesus is coming. I'm taking the time out of my chores, and I'm going to listen to the word. Oh, but I got to get these chores done. That was Martha. Well, I got to get it done. You know what I'm saying? Drive yourself into oblivion. Getting it done. And you look up, you got to do it again next week. You know? Mary chose to submit at the feet of Jesus, and the results of that submission would not be taken from her. John 10:10. The thief comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. When we face issues, it is time to sit at the feet of Jesus and ask him what we need to do. When he speaks, it brings peace, and peace always makes the call. The devil would like nothing better than starting fires and inciting us to go put them out. In other words, be ambulance chasers. Chase fire trucks. We can, or we... It's so much easier to do it his way and wait upon him, because he has a plan every single time. And it'll bring peace into the situation. Because usually you get in these situations like Martha, she's in stress. And now what does stress do? Get you into blame. That's my old lazy sister over there. She don't ever do nothing to help me. Ever get in that mode? I do everything around here. Nobody else ever does anything. Yeah, well, that was the Mary Martha situation. All right, Matthew 4. We're going to start with verse 18 there. And Jesus, walking by the sea, verse 18, of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and immediately left the ship and their father, and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. So here they left their father that they're in business with, their family business, left him by himself to do all the work, and they're going to follow Jesus with no guarantee of anything, right? They left all their cares, didn't they, behind. All this doing whatever you can to take care of things, and all the stress and the care that goes with it. That's what happens when you follow Jesus. It's like you transfer the cares of this life that you have to deal with onto him. He personally took a responsibility, and he had quite a few people, because with them came their families. So Jesus was paying for everything out of the ministry. It was taking care of these families. Okay. All right, let's keep going here. John 21. Start with verse 1 there. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. They were together, Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana of Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into the ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. They left to follow Jesus. Now that Jesus has been crucified, they're going back to what they did before. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, Children, have ye any meat? And they answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. There's that divine supply. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciple came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon in bread. And Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish that ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, 153. For all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus said to them, Come and dine. And the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord? Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was risen from the dead. And when they had dined, Jesus said unto Peter, Simon, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? In other words, you love your business more than my business? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto me, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he had said unto him the third time. Well, he denied him three times in his hour of need. Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. I'm prompted to say this, and it's not to hurt your feelings, but don't go back to the vomit, because you've learned a lot, and the Lord wants you to continue to feed his lambs. In other words, continue on with him. Don't let any other influence keep you from doing what you know to do right. That's kind of what, you know, he was doing, Jesus was doing with Peter. He had to reinstate that back to Peter because he called them to be fishers of men. We're all fishers of men, you know. And the way things are going to be, it's not about chiefs and Indians anymore. It's just about all of us going about following the Spirit and doing what he's called us to do and putting him first, not going back and trying to care for ourselves. Because when you know you get in line with what God is doing, seek ye first the kingdom, then all these things that you're needing or wanting, in the process of doing that, probably more than likely those things will be fulfilled. But if you go and think, well, I have to go do this, and it's against what, or it's what you used to do, and the Lord called you out of that, or whatever, that's what he was doing with Peter here. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. And now he gets on, let's go down to 20. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, what is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Talking about John. He's all up in John's business. Jesus is saying, fishers of men. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren that this disciple should not die. But Jesus said unto him, he shall not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? In other words, you get about my business, doing my business. Don't worry about anybody else. It was that worrying about other people caused you to deny me three times in the first place. He had to correct that. Okay. Peter had a lot of care about a lot of things, seems like, huh? He's up in everybody's business. Well, Noah, you know. All right, 2 Peter 2:22. This is why Peter could make this statement here. Let's just start with 20 there. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness. That's what I was trying to say. When you can't do what you used to do because you've grown. Our responsibility is greater. We can't do what we used to do and get away with it. We have to follow the Spirit. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Now you see why Peter made that statement. He did that. And he got a rebuke from the Lord about it. All right. Jesus hadn't gone back to heaven yet either, and he's already turning back. Okay. The fishers of men cast out care by sitting at Jesus' feet and learning his ways. In other words, we want to hear what you have to say about everything, Lord, because you hold all the keys. You have all the answers to everything that we seek. We don't need to go to the experts. They're really not experts. They're really just useful idiots at times. All right, Luke chapter 5. People don't get that when you talk about, well, I asked the Lord about everything. Like, they look at you like, really? The Lord don't ever talk to me. All right. This is Luke 5, starting with 1. It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. Entered in one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. See, he lent Jesus' boat. All right. Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night, have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. I can just see the angels gathering them fish up. They weren't out there earlier, but I'm telling you, when Jesus came on the scene, divine supply happened. You lend something to the Lord, good payback. That's what happened here. Okay, Matthew 17. He taught a lot of stuff about fishing. You know, a lot of stuff about fishing. This is Matthew 17:24. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, doth not your master pay tribute? He saith, yes. When he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon, of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers? Peter saith unto him, of strangers. Jesus saith unto him, then are the children free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money that take and give unto them for me and thee. That's kind of like the loaves and fishes. No food. We don't have the money. We don't have the money to buy food for this large crowd. Well, what you got on hand? Well, it's a little boy's lunch over here. Divine supply. We have a choice here today to walk in the divine or just live the rest of your life out in this sucky world. The system of the beast that riddles us with self-care or God's system, which one? The kingdom of God that puts all of our care over onto Him and that He says He will take care of everything. He will take care of everything. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. All right. Let's go to John chapter 2. Verse 1 there. In the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Both Jesus was called his disciples to the marriage, and when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. So I guess that was a real thing at a wedding. Jesus said to her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. There were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. He saith unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said unto him, every man at the beginning does set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. It says this is the beginning of miracles that Jesus did in Cana of Galilee. Well, Father did the miracle. Jesus just followed his instructions. Divine supply. And the best wine, not that cheap junk. Divine supply. Watch your phrases like, I'm concerned about this, or that bothers me, and, you know, little words that we all say that we shouldn't say that could open the, you know, to the devil. Here's what it means to be concerned, to have a feeling of worry. A feeling of worry. And I'm not going to read Matthew 6, that's my last scripture, but you know what it says. But if he takes care of the birds and he takes care, how much more will he take care of you? Okay.